This morning it's a bright sunny morning, the sky is blue, and we're at the East Jerusalem YMCA, which is the Beit Shahor branch, which is one of the districts of Bethlehem. And just down the road, of course, there is the little town of Bethlehem, which will be so well known to most people who are listening to this particular tape. This morning we've been to see one of the rehabilitative projects that has been run by the YMCA. And here, young people are gathered, first of all, to have some rehabilitative work, which I'll speak about in a moment. Secondly, to be assessed so that they can get into appropriate training, which will enable them to be effective in various forms of work. And many employers, when they receive young people from here, say what excellent young people they are and how well they have been equipped and trained. But there are a significant number of children, really, children between the ages of 12 and 18 or 20, young people, who have been imprisoned and have been victims of various forms of indignities, psychological and both physical torture, which is dreadful. And that is something that's been looked at by international commissions at the moment. These young people were subject to psychological harassment as youngsters, when their houses were ransacked, when their parents were disturbed in the night, when soldiers came into the room. And as one young person said to me this morning, that psychological torture lasts across a lifetime unless it's dealt with. And here in the rehabilitative centre, they're actually dealing with that in therapeutic groups. One young man I spoke to had actually been the victim of physical torture by having had electrodes applied to his body. Now, remember that this is, in fact, contrary to all decent standards of behaviour and to international law. Quite contrary to that. And yet, moderate use of force, as it's called, is actually allowed under law here by the, unfortunately, by the Israeli authorities. And that's something that's truly shocking and something that nearly needs to be put to an end. And so we spent the morning discussing with these youngsters and hearing something of their experience and also encouraging them not to engage in violence but to engage in other forms of activity.